and welcome to a card reading. So, I don't know if you've been listening to the past few episodes, possibly over the past month, where my reading skills have sort of taken a bit of a downfall, and not everything seems to be going according to plan. Maybe that's the moon, maybe that's the universe, maybe it's a sign that I should be taking a break from things, but yet we still persevere. Now, I persevere with this because I feel like I can help, or maybe it's just the fact that it's become routine. But when things become routine, you sort of take them for granted, and then you don't realise you have what you've got until you've lost it. But anyway, I've got this card which says breakthrough. For a star to be born, it must collapse. This is not your destruction, this is your birth. And that is truth in any case. Over the past three-ish days, I've been saying about tending to your own garden and looking out for yourself. And where that might fit in now is that I don't really feel like I don't seem to be getting as much energy from reading as I used to. So is this a case of taking a break? Is this something you can relate to? Do you not get the same enjoyment out of your work or your day-to-day life? Maybe it's time to take a step back and reassess things. But when we take a step back from things, it's like when you are with a partner and you say, I just need a break. It's like, are we breaking up? What's changed? Sometimes you just need that bit of a pause just so you can reassess things. It doesn't mean anything has changed. It just means you just need a bit of a clearer image so you can see what is working and what isn't. Doesn't necessarily mean anything is wrong. So where I might be a bit fluctuating with my readings, and I might be taking time off here and there, doesn't necessarily mean that I won't do it anymore. Maybe I'm talking to myself here. Maybe it's advice I should be giving to myself or taking, which I probably am doing without knowing. I don't know. But yeah, I will be back for the next season with a card tomorrow. But there's one thing which I've picked up on, and that is before I would start another season, I'd actually read from one specific deck. And I would continue that for the rest of it. And now it's just every day I'll read from some random deck, and I would take a picture of that deck and say, I'm reading from this because blah, 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 blah. But I don't seem to be doing that anymore. And the other thing which keeps coming up is moonology cards. I would read, recently I've been reading from all three decks going into the new moon or the full moon. But now I just feel like the advice or the knowledge that's been given from those cards might actually relate to a circumstance which maybe you're going through. So let's say it's not the new moon in Capricorn tomorrow, which it isn't, but I read from that. Maybe the what is coming through may relate to something that you're going through. So I think over the next season, I'm gonna stick to one deck and see where that lands, so it won't be a case of going into a new moon or a full moon. I'll say this is what's coming up, blah 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 blah. I'll just see where things land. But tomorrow I'm gonna pick a new deck, and then we're just gonna see where we are, and whatever happens will happen. What's that saying? Que sera sera, something like that. Anyway, I hope you're all good. Now, actually, in a way, I kind of hope that you're all going through something similar to me, where you're starting to realise that taking time away from your whatever circumstance you're in is actually beneficial for you, even though you still want to be involved in it. You think to yourself, do you know what? I actually need to do this for my own personal self, because otherwise, if I push too hard, then maybe things won't work out the way that I want them to. I don't know. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow with a card. Bye.